Yo, I'm doing this again, this whole recording things or recording a thing. Because who knows? I might just stop doing it again. But I really felt like, I felt like recording something for a while now. But I was also writing. And I still am writing a book, and I felt like a lot of things that I wanted to talk about and wanted to share could also be kind of put in the format of my book thing that I'm doing. So I guess it's just, I don't know, huh? I guess it just worked in a way where I, even though I felt like I didn't have to record, because this whole recording thing gives me tremendous amounts of anxiety. Oh man. It's one of the last things that in the art world that truly scare me, that I truly get nervous about. It's really upsetting. Just sitting alone and talking. And even though I don't think anyone is gonna listen to it, but even the thought that at some point someone might listen to it is horrifying. It just puts this pressure on you to. It puts this pressure on you to say and. Say things that are somewhat of substance and kind of interesting, I guess. What is something that is, when I talk to myself, I don't pre it's just I just say shit. I just say shit, and maybe sometimes there's something in there that's of substance or even smart, but now I feel like I want to do that, but I can't. What is really horrible. Makes me so uncomfortable. It's the worst. But I guess it's a good thing in some ways. Because even though people might not think that or know that, I do like to talk. I think it's I do have an affinity for it even, but it's just that I like listening a lot more. It's just a lot more fun and interesting to me. But I also really enjoy talking. I just do a lot of my talking through my art. And what I don't do through my art, I basically do to myself. I just talk with myself in the studio. What is kind of, it's okay. It's just, I wanted to say weird, but it's not weird. It's not that weird. People talk to themselves all the time. I just happen to have more time with myself, so it's more time to talk to myself. But that's fine. It's not great, to be honest. It's not great, but it's fine. Yeah, so what's been happening? I don't remember when the last thing is that I, when the last time was where I recorded something, where I recorded something and put it actually out. But yeah, I started to write a book since then that I think now it's at the place where it's 80% done. And it's also at the place where if I would want to, I could now release it at any point. I feel like it's at a good place where I could release it, but I still have things that I want to say. But I don't have to say anymore. So I'm gonna just keep adding I don't know, a couple more stories, maybe a couple more poems, and then it's gonna be done. Probably within a month, it's finished. It was a fun thing to write it, and it still is. It's pretty cool. It is maybe. I like it a lot more than I liked the last book thing that I wrote. Maybe because it is a, it's more subversive than my last book. The last book was the last, I mean the first book I wrote was not worthy of your applause, and it was kind of more semi-autobiographical, and then had like these huge chunks of just of my philosophy on art. What is an extremely pretentious thing to write when I think about it. I wrote it like with 20, 21. What is an insane thing to do, to write a book on your artist philosophy. But hey, I had time. Now I'm writing this. Now the book I'm writing is a collection of poems and short stories. And I think it has all overall a very similar tone to what I've been painting for the last 6 or however many months. It has this kind of grounded reality, this kind of grounded reality feel to it. It kind of plays on the whole idea that kind of plays on the idea that there is, man, how do I explain this? It kind of plays on the idea that there maybe might not be more to it all, to like life and the universe, but that there is a certain thing, but that we can appreciate the absurdity of it. It just kind of, I feel like most of the stories and also the poems play off this absurdity and just wallow in it. I don't know. I guess they're also pretty dark. They're kind of dark in some places, I guess. Also the poems. And also, like, the stories can be kind of dark. But I guess they're dark in a way. I guess they're just dark in a way that reality can be dark sometimes. But I don't feel like anything feels forced or something. I do think it's good. Just, I don't know, read it when I put it out. Maybe that. Just read it and like decide for yourself if it's any good. Yeah. But it's weird. It's especially like a weird time to like put out a book. Because it's also who's gonna read it and the people that actually do read. I don't know. I wouldn't. People that do read have better things to read. And I wouldn't tell someone that gets into reading now to like start with my book. It's like so much better stuff from from writers that are so much better than me. You could like read Whitman or or Bukowski or Dostoevsky. I don't. It's like read it, sure, read what I write, but also just make sure what I write isn't the only thing you read. That would be, that's a problem. That shouldn't be it. That's not good. Yeah. But I feel like, I do feel like I'm hitting a stride in my art. I'm getting better, like, a lot better. And that's a thing, that's a weird thing that I talk about. It's probably the one thing that I talk about with every artist that I meet. And that I had the luck to meet a bunch of cool artsy people over the years. And one thing that always is super interesting to me is how they deal with positive feedback, because negative feedback is, I guess it's kind of, it's for me it's easier to handle, because it always goes in one, it's always one of two things. It's either a thing where I'm like, oh yeah, I totally agree, that's kind of shitty, or that could need some work, or it's, oh, this person has no idea what I'm doing. But with positive feedback, that's this whole other deal where I don't think anything I do is, it's complicated. I wouldn't put out shit that I think is bad, or especially sell things that I think are bullshit. But it isn't as good. I feel like when I do something, some art, there I have two ways to look at it. I have the eye, this kind of audience eye that I look at art through, where it's like, oh, that's objective, that's like a good painting, that's like a cool story. And then I have this other thing that's like my vision of it, where I'm like, oh, that's that's bullshit. And I guess, but it's also, when I say it's bullshit, it's bullshit in the same way that like Shakespeare is bullshit, or a bunch of Picasso paintings are bullshit. It's like, it's just because art is bullshit, I guess. But yeah, I digressed. It's like, where was I? Yeah, I talked to different artists about positive feedback. And I asked them how they deal with it, or what they do when someone tells them that their new song is like really good, or their new painting is dope. And seemingly most people I talked to were just kind of confused by the question, because they were like, I don't know, this seems like a pretty cool thing for someone to say, seems like it's good, so I think I did a good job. What is like, okay, that's, wow. I could never, when someone, it doesn't matter who, tells me that I did a good job, or like my art is good, the show was great or something, I immediately distrust this person. I think that's bullshit. I think it's just, I just think, because people in general want to be nice. Like, people want to be perceived as nice. People want to be nice. And it's a nice thing to say nice things about things other people do. So I never know if someone is genuine when they say that something I do is good, or if it's just, they want to be nice. They want to encourage me. Because I don't know, I feel the pressure to do it. I feel always the pressure when someone asks me their opinion to I do have this thing where it's like, oh man, I want them to think I'm nice. I can't just shit on it. But I guess I do kind of prevail through that and do tell them when I don't like something, but I guess that's just me also like underestimating people in general, where I'm like, oh, they can prevail through that. They just want to be, I don't know. It's dumb. It's just dumb things that I guess it's just dumb fucking rabbit holes that I fall into in my own head, where I'm like, oh, these people, they don't know. They're just nice. They don't care. That's also a thing. People don't care that much. It's like, no one will ever care as much about your art as you do yourself. It's just, no one will. And it's also like, why should they? Why should anyone care as much about your art as you do? Those would be alarming if someone did. It would be like, well, that's weird, dude. You have to step it up and care more about what you do, about this bullshit practice. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, it's great, dude. The book is gonna be good. It's gonna be great. It's great stories, great poems. It's gonna be cool. Really cool thing. I've also started to also get like actual work from art. Like a company asked me to do paint something for them, and I got paid for it, what is pretty cool. And like the city where I live in, they gave me some cultural prize for my work into for my work in art around the city, which is pretty nice. Yeah, that's it is pretty, it's fucked up because the fuck, I don't, it's cool. Well, all of these things are like pretty cool, but it's also like really fucked up because it doesn't make me feel any, it should make me feel better. I should feel not great, but I should be like, oh, that's cool. I should feel good. It's so fucked up when it's scary. It's scary when you like get like these little things that are part of, I guess, a bigger dream, and you feel nothing about them. That's so fucking scary. When I got the call that said like that I won this, and it's like for my adding to the cultural landscape, they wanna present me with this thing and stuff, and I was like, oh, that's cool, thanks a lot and stuff, but I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel like, it didn't make me, I felt like completely indifferent about it. It wasn't that it, man, it's fucked. It's probably because, it's probably partially because I feel like I don't deserve it on a, on some level, I feel like I don't deserve it. What isn't at all like this thing where I'm like, it's not a humbleness thing. It's more a complete lack of self-esteem thing, where I'm like, ah, man. There are always like parts of recording that kind of fuck with me in a weird way. Like when I want to record something, I have certain points and things in my head where I'm like, oh, I wanna, kind of talk about that, kind of record this thing, this thought or this feeling. But then when it actually comes to recording, I kind of run away from it and I don't want to talk about these things. And that's always this hump that I have to get over. And it's not always just fear, it's mostly just not knowing how to talk about it. Because it's like, because it is hard, man. How do you talk about the fact that art, like the thing that gives you so much purpose, and it's like that one constant thing in your life that you, on some level, that like means everything to you? How do you explain that? How do you talk about that? That doesn't make you feel good or better anymore. How do you? How do you communicate that at some point art was this like huge thing for you that you were always able to do when things are bad and you could work through stuff and create through it and just get better and feel better? How do you talk about it that now it just doesn't? It's just another thing you do because you do truly care about it. But it isn't a thing anymore of, oh. Like when someone is fucked and I write about it or I paint about it, I don't walk away from it feeling like I've done something or things are better. It's just, oh, I still feel shitty about it, but now I have this thing that is also about it. Where it used to be I could like just go in the studio and just paint. And then walk away just feeling better and feeling released, like I dealt with stuff. I remember listening to an interview with Charlie Kaufman, and he said about filmmaking, or I think it was about actually, I think actually it was about writing. And he said, It doesn't make me feel good anymore. It just makes me feel a little less worse. And I think that's exactly it. And that is, that's sad. That's the saddest thing. Because it does make you feel like, oh man, maybe I broke something in my head now. Why can't I feel this joy anymore? Why can't it be fun again? I care about it, man. I really do. That's like the one thing, like I care a lot about it. But it just isn't fun. But at the same time, nothing is. Nothing really is fun to me anymore. Just all, I don't know. It's just weird, I guess. Really weird times. And I guess I'm weird too in some way. For sure, in some ways. Yeah, I. Oh man, it's just a bummer, dude. It's a huge bummer, this art thing. This. Because I don't get. And that's the thing. It's like, through all of it, I always tell myself that it's, nah, that's part of it. You see, that's part of it. It's gonna change, dude. It's gonna get better. That's part of it's part of your artistic journey. You gotta get through this thing, and then things go better. You go like through these dark phases where you're secluded and you feel like you're losing your mind, but you come out on the other side and you're better, dude. You're better in every way. And I truly, believe me, there's nothing I want to believe more than that. There's nothing that I want to believe more, but man, the longer time goes on, the more I'm like, oh, maybe, shit, maybe that's it. Maybe that's life, maybe. Maybe shit is just dark for some people, and maybe things is just a hole. Maybe. And then it's also like, do I want to get out of this hole, dude? I guess it's miserable here, but then it's also, it might be less miserable, but what do you want to write about how nice my day was? That's, no one's gonna care. I like that. That's my thing. No one's going to care. No one cares now. No one cares about. No one. No one is going to care either way, I guess. So why not at least try to get to a place where not everything is miserable and the drag. But I don't know. At this point, I don't even know if that's like a possibility anymore. If there is a thing where, I don't know if this whole I'm not giving up, but I'm just not sure if there's really such a thing, or like, of if there really is a future for me where I'm content and like happy from time to time. I really don't know. But I guess that's part of it. That's part of that's just part of what I do, I guess, now. And I just try to find answers in the meantime. And I do more things, and I write, and I paint, and I make clothes, and all that good shit. And I talk to, you know, artists and stuff. Yeah, man. That's maybe the most fun thing, talking to artists. Talking to certain artists. I've talked to artists where I was like, oh, that's horrible. And, man. It's pretty weird. This is a weird one. I feel like a lot of the things that I recorded before are a lot more concise, a lot less silence. But yo, what am I gonna do? This is really uncomfortable. I don't like it. But it is, I guess, honest in some way, so it's okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I guess that's it. You know, peace and love and authenticity and all that good shit. Peace.